Second down and four. Jamal Moore for the middle. It's picked off by Urlacher. What a catch. What an athlete.
Probably thought they were talking about me. No, they were talking about Brian Urlacher going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How about a little teammate perspective? We talked to Coach Lovey. Israel Adonijé joins us, one of our favorite guys. By the way, plug your foundation before we do anything else, because I love the work you're doing.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're all good. We're all good. What's the website for the foundation?
It's ifcharities.org. ifcharities.org. So,
thanks for
appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on. Got an Urlacher memory? The story you tell at parties about Brian Urlacher?
We were reminiscing last night. You know, we were at his celebration up in Canton, and I have a video of me playing a prank on him. And we had this game called Box Him Up. And you know, he was the guy that no one could box. So Tina and I set him up. It's this massive box that's like 5 feet. You know, it's, you know, a box that literally could fit a 7 foot person. And we successfully boxed him up. You know, throwing the box over his head from the top of the flight of the stairs. You know, so that was what was so fun about the years, you know, playing with Brian. You know, as a leader, he brought us all together. You know, paintball at his house. We, you know, snowball. I mean, just the games and the fun we had, dodgeball, you name it. But then when it came to execution on the field and bringing guys together, you know, he truly just led. He made everybody better. Sure. He had a high standard of excellence. And we had a lot of fun together, but we when it was time to snap that football, we were able to go out there and execute as a defense. And it was a lot of fun and great celebrating that with him last night.
We just talked with Coach Lovey just in the last hour, and the question we asked, I'll ask you the same question, that, you know, Urlacher has been upfront about talking about this being a team game, and this is a big victory for the Bears defense, the whole unit, not just him going into the Hall of Fame. How does that feel? How do you see it, and talk about the emotion of this cementing the Chicago Bears defense that you played on as one of the best of all time?
You know, that's token, you know, Brian Urlacher. He's always, you know, a we guy, not a me guy. And, you know, it was truly for all of us an honor and a privilege to play with such a humble guy that, you know, could excel beyond, you know, most you know, of our dreams and imaginations, and you know, for him to bring his teammates into that spotlight with him, it's truly an honor. You watch the highlights and the plays that he, I mean, this, the highlight that they showed last night, it was endless. It was just play after play after play. You know, this guy had such an incredible career, and it was just special to be able to be a part of it, to watch it, and now to get to celebrate it with the world.
Yeah, I know you guys played different positions, but is there something you learned from Brian about preparation or just what it was to play in an NFL game?
You know, I think a few things I learned from him. You know, I got to Chicago, I was 21 years old, so there's a few guys that in the NFL, there's two schools of education. There's the guys that do it the right way, and then there's the guys that are still, you know, figuring it out or maybe not quite so efficient as pros. And Brian was one of those guys that if you, as a young player, could emulate his preparation, the class that he carried himself with, you know, off the field, you know, you were going to be on the right track. So when you look at just how hard he worked, you know, there's people that, you know, with all the talent, don't necessarily need to do all the little things every day because they've got it. They know it, you know. But he was not one of those guys. Despite the success and his God-given ability, he still came in. He worked. He just led, you know. And then when you see a guy like Brian Urlacher doing the little things, you know, paying the price, you know, putting in the extra time, you know, that really kind of sets the tempo for everyone else. So for me, you know, watching that and really taking those differentiators and those things that make him stand out, and try, you know, you do your best to try to apply it to your approach and to what you do as a pro as well.
Hair or no hair?
You know, I like the no hair, but the hair's growing on me. You know,
come on, you and I are bald brothers. We got to get him back.
I know, but I looked at some of the pictures yesterday, and it's growing on me.
He looks great. He looks great. He really does.
He looks more approachable with the hair. He's a little bit more menacing.
You know what he looks like now? He looks like the really tough dad in the neighborhood. He looks like the dad down the street who spends a lot of time in the gym. Israel Adonijay, thanks for coming on, man. Enjoy your weekend with your buddies.
Hey, thanks for having me.
See you later.